Part 2, Chapter 1, Lecture 3, Exercise.
Conversation 1.
Hi, Anne. Welcome back. How's your trip to the States?
Very busy. I had a lot of meetings, so, of course, I didn't have much time to see New York.
What a pity. Actually, I have a trip there myself next week.
Do you? Then take my advice. Do the well-being in the air program. It really works.
Oh, I read about that in a magazine. You say it works?
Yes. I did the program on the flight to the States. And when I arrived in New York, I didn't have any problem. No jet lag at all. On the way back, I didn't do it, and I felt terrible.
You're joking.
Not at all. It really made a lot of difference.
Hmm. So what did you do?
Well, I didn't drink any alcohol or coffee, and I didn't eat any meat or rich food. I drank a lot of water and fruit juice, and I eat the meals on the well-being menu. They're lighter. They have fish, vegetables, and noodles, for example. And I did some of the exercises in the program.
Exercises? On a plane?
Yes. I didn't do many, of course. There isn't much space on the plane.
How many passengers did the exercises?
Not many.
And how much champagne did they drink?
A lot. It was more popular than mineral water.
So basically it's a choice. Mineral water and exercises, or champagne and jet lag.
That's right. It's a difficult choice.
Questions 1 to 4 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 1. Why did the woman go to New York? Question 2. What does the woman say about the well-being in the air program? Question 3. What did the woman do to follow the well-being menu? Question 4. What did the woman say about other passengers? Conversation 2.
Morning. Can I help you?
Well, I'm not really sure. I'm just looking.
I see. Well, there's plenty to look at again this year. I'm sure you'd have to walk miles to see each stand.
That's true.
Would you like a coffee? Come and sit down for a minute. No obligation.
Well, that's very kind of you, but...
Now, please. Is this the first year you've been to the fair, Mr...
Yes. Johnson. James Johnson.
My name's Susan Carter. Are you looking for anything in particular, or are you just interested in computers in general?
Well, actually, I have some specific jobs in mind. I own a small company. We've grown quite dramatically over the past 12 months, and we really need some technological help to enable us to keep on top of everything.
What's your line of business, Mr. Johnson?
We are a training consultancy.
I see. And what do you need to keep on top?
The first thing is correspondence. We have a lot of standard letters and forms, so I suppose we need some kind of word processor.
Right, well, that's no problem. But it may be possible for you to get a system that does a lot of other things in addition to word processing. What might suit you is the MR5000. That's over there. It's IBM compatible.
What about the price?
Well, the MR5000 costs £1,050. Software comes free with the hardware.
Well, I'll think about it. Thank you.
Here's my card. Please feel free to contact me. Questions 5 to 7 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 5. Where did the conversation take place? Question 6. What are the speakers talking about? Question 7. What is the man's line of business? Thank you.